The ComaCast is back. That is right. We are back every Wednesday for all new episodes through the rest of 2022. You're going to want to be sure and join us on YouTube and on your podcast networks to hear all the amazing topics we have in store for you. And we have a special guest also joining us. We're really excited about all of that. But this is premiere week, so you're going to get three new episodes this week. Let's get to it. The ComaCast starts now.
Hey, it's Cody.
And Matt, and thanks for joining us for another episode of
The ComaCast. Matt, we're going to be diving into all things involving the LGBT community, including our own lives.
And don't forget our cats.
We don't want to forget them. The ComaCast starts now.
Podcasting from the Lone Star State in Southern California, you're listening to The Coma Podcast with Cody and Matt.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The ComaCast. We thank you for joining us. It is the fall. We're back again, everybody, and we're so glad that you could join us. Of course, we've been gone for the summer. We were doing our own things. Life happened, all that kind of stuff.
We were not trying to be gone for the whole summer. That was not intentional.
We were not trying to be gone all this time. We actually wanted to come back earlier this fall, but again, things happen. We also, the spring, it was kind of like on and off. You can go back and check out those episodes. Those are pretty good episodes where we talk about my anxiety. That's what kind of derailed us in the spring a little bit, but we talk about my anxiety. And then I actually went and talked to a therapist, got some medicine, did all that. So those are good episodes to go check back and listen to if anxiety is something you deal with, because I deal with it and we kind of talk about it. And Matt kind of talks with me about the whole situation that occurred. So that's a really good episode to go check back in.
You get to hear Cody kind of share, which is nice. We do a lot of avoiding sharing because we don't want to put Cody in an uncomfortable position. But in that particular time, we put him on the spot and we roasted him, and I roasted him with love. But it was intended to be a very open conversation. And it was on the table because I can get Cody to share. And I did have that clearance to kind of have that back and forth. And we did not record it. We recorded it. But of course, if anything had come up he didn't want shared, that's what editing is for. But I listened to it. I always listen to our episodes play back. And I don't think you edited out anything other than some like dead space while we would kind of sit there and think about our questions and answers. But I don't recall you cutting anything out of it, actually.
Yeah, but no, it kind of played through as it happened.
So we do not intend to be gone all summer. I took one vacation. I did not have school. Cody was getting better, which was great. We needed him to have that time. And then we intended to come back at end of July, early August. And my beloved roommate, Keith, as a flight attendant, brought COVID back. And he got sick. Then David got sick. And
yo, this girl got COVID finally.
I was so sick. And let's remind ourselves that I'm a nursing student. So this was not a great time to get COVID. So from like August 5th or 6th until maybe about September 20th, approximately, I had no sense of smell or taste. The fatigue was brutal, and it's made it very hard to be an active nursing student. I go to clinicals, and in this semester, I'm in labor and delivery in OBGYN. Well, I got to see a baby be born.
I was going to say, I saw that you posted that you got to see that. How was that like?
It was amazing. It was a very good experience for the mom, and everybody's healthy. I obviously can't share a lot of detail, but it was one of those situations where it was like a picture perfect situation. And I did not realize I was holding my breath the entire time because my mom's birthing experiences did not go so great. You know, they were stressful and they were, well, one was horrific. And the second one was me, and I was born, but I had a cleft lip and palate. Nobody knew until I was born. And, you know, it created a lot of uncertainty, and I was holding my breath this whole time. I didn't even realize it. And baby comes out, and I get a good look at him, and he's healthy, and the time of birth was called and what they're going to call him. So it's one of those things. I know his first name. I know the name, but his first name and time of birth, I will remember for the rest of my life because that was the first time I saw that. The families that I got to help were really great. We always ask if they're okay with a student being there, because sometimes depending on the situation, being a male student, you know, you kind of, it's a touchy gray area. I feel better just making sure everything's okay. But the patients I was with that day were super great about it. It was just a cool experience. So I've got a couple more weeks of that, but you know, this whole time I was recovering from COVID, like with no energy. My worst symptoms, the aches, the pains, the fever, that was gone in about 5 to 8 days. By day 10, I looked fine. I just was so tired. And then you got sick, right?
You after, know, I mean, guys.
Cody, I'm better. And guess what?
Because, okay, so he was sick. We were scheduled to record. He gets COVID. We can't record.
Yeah, I couldn't even sit up.
Then he starts getting better-ish. So the idea comes that we might gonna maybe record later that weekend, week. And then I'm going to say he gave it to me, but he didn't. I then got COVID, y'all. Like, what is that about? We both got it
like a week,
at the,
like
basically the same apart. Time. but yeah, so I got it from Justin, most likely. We probably got it when we went out to celebrate mine and his birthday. And that's the only thing we can think of. Gabe was also with us that whole entire time. He never got it. So we think that Justin picked it up somewhere when we were out with no mask. And then just more closer contact with Justin and I got it. And then Gabe ultimately did not get it, which is good because he went back on tour. But yeah. And so I texted Matt. I was like, oh my God, guess what? I have COVID. Well, he knew Justin had it. And then it was every day I would be like negative, negative. And like three days negative. And then it was like, boom. And I only had like a fever, a little bit of congestion. And then the cough was more like a tickle in the throat causing me to cough, but nothing like a cough.
I still have a residual cough periodically.
So that lasted a handful of days, and then I was finally negative, and then Justin was negative, and again a few weeks after that was the little residual cough here and there, and same with Justin. But overall, very lucky. I did say that like my experience with it was not as bad. I've had way worse colds before than this particular instance. And I will thank all that pointed to the vaccines and how important the vaccines are. We won't talk about it incessantly, but you know, guys, if you listen to our podcast, that we are very pro-vaccine. Matt is definitely pro-vaccine. He has all the vaccines.
So I was supposed to be going to get my flu shot and my COVID booster shot the following week, because then I would have enough time to recover and make sure I was good for school, because I wanted to make sure your protection lasts about 4 to 6 months. So I wanted to make sure I was absolutely covered for my semester, because of being in the clinical sites, and I knew I was going to be in a maternity ward, essentially. Excuse me. But I was not able to do that. So I had not had a recent booster because my last one would have expired. So I can't go get my booster now until for a few more months. I need to be clear of it, but I did go get my most recent flu shot, and I didn't have any side effects from that. None. Last year's, I had a headache for a couple of days. But this year, nothing. And I will say that the residual cough has lasted. I still have it, a little bit of it. And I had no energy to get up out of bed. Like, I literally just stopped eating. I was hungry and I just couldn't get myself up to eat. No, my fever only got to about 100 to 101, which is pretty low. That's a low grade fever. And I've had 105 fevers. I had strep. I had chicken pox. I had those things. I had those real nasty 104, 105 fevers. And they were painful. But this was worse because my temperature would go between 97 and 101 every 10 minutes, sometimes for hours on end. And then it would stabilize at like 101 and then other times stabilize at 97. And I'm a 98.6 right on the dot. My husband is more in the 97.8 to 98 range. I run a little warmer apparently. And so humans are really sensitive, you know, a couple degrees either way. I mean, you're in hell. And so I was just in hell. At one point, I guess I pulled all these blankets on top of me and my fever hadn't broken. And David said he woke up at about 5 o'clock in the morning, 3 to 5, sometime in that range. And he was shaking and freezing. And he said he realized, because I've also fallen asleep in probably this hoodie, that he's like, oh, I'll just borrow one of Matt's. And then he realized, he's like, oh my gosh, he's been laying here for a good 8 hours and he hasn't moved, which means he's still cold. And he's like, then I felt really bad thinking about taking one of your blankets. So he got up and went through the house until he found a blanket for himself and then went back to bed. I was like, you could have. When our fever did break though, they broke about 4 o'clock in the morning on day four or six. And we woke up. I felt that night I was wearing a tank top. I went through every single hoodie I own, which is about 12, by the way, I learned. I soaked them through and my shirt, they broke and I woke up and I thought maybe I had spilled my water bottle on me. And then I put my hands down and I could feel water on me. And I thought it was, again, I'm like, crap, I got water on my bed. What have I done to myself? And then I realized it was under David and me. Top, bottom, side. We had a California king size bed because David's so tall. The whole thing was water. It was our fevers. It was just our fever. So I turned the lights on and I woke David up and I went, we were too sick to move hardly. So I grabbed towels and shoved them under him and then threw a couple down on myself and tried to find a corner of the bed that was less wet. It looked like water had just been poured all over the bed. My shirt was a gray tank top. And you know what gray looks like when it's wet? That dark, dark, dark color. The next day around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which would have been about 10, 12 hours later, that shirt was still laying on the ground because I hadn't gotten out of bed yet. Mm-hmm. It was still dark gray. It was still like wet, like actively I could wring shit out of it wet. I did not know that was physically possible. My hair felt absolutely disgusting for about 3 or 4 weeks because I sweat so hard. It literally felt like I'd been rolling around in salt water.
Oh my God.
It just did not get better. It did not get better until I literally went and got a haircut a few weeks after I started feeling well enough to not, when I didn't have a lingering cough, even though I was not symptomatic, I just, you know, you don't want to freak out the person cutting your hair. And it was an ugly experience, you know.
Well,
and I was lucky. David started getting better and I didn't. And that was starting to get a little scary because I would run up the stairs and I just couldn't breathe. I'm like, great. Yeah. I'm used to biking 5 miles at a time and then go do a full weightlifting regimen. And then I couldn't, I've been back to the gym twice.
Oh, wow.
I can jog, but I cannot run as much or as fast as I could a month and a half ago. So
crazy. Like,
but David absolutely can't. Like he absolutely can't. So, well, you know, we're still kind of recovering.
Y'all are recovered. And so that is a good point to get your booster shot. If you've not gotten absolutely. It, the boosters are available. I need to get my booster shot for COVID. I got to get my flu shot, waiting on that, like about 2 weeks more because I think next week we're going to get our second,
You got your
monkeypox vaccine. We'll be doing that. So I'm getting all the vaccines again too, but, so get that if you haven't got the booster, just to stay safe.
Because you do not want monkeypox. It is.
Yeah. Painful. You don't want monkeypox either. So if that is available to you, in your area and a lot of larger cities, in I guess liberal states, it's starting to open. Yeah, it's not,
I'm still working on it here. I think it is becoming available. I check every couple of weeks. I'll just Google it because you can't get wrapped up in it, you know. But
stay safe. But everybody, this fall we have a lot of fun stuff coming. We're going to be talking about nostalgia. Bree is going to be joining us. Again, so that's really exciting. It's always fun when she's back. Dr. Jake's going to be back, going to be talking about some medical stuff and like some stuff with you.
We're going to use me as the example because we're going to be talking a little bit about our health and how, you know, Cody and I always talk about staying on top of your health and being advocating for yourself. And Dr. Jake's going to be here to kind of talk about that. We're going to talk about how he caught the issues that I have by just doing complete lab work.
Yeah.
That's it. Very easy. He's just like, let's go do this as part of his standard practice and caught an issue and has started correcting things that I've been just struggling with for years. So I just thought it'd be a really good way to talk about it because I don't care. There's nothing in there that's scary or private or anything that I am like worried about. So I feel like if we talk about it, maybe we can encourage others to ask their doctors and advocate for themselves. If you're not feeling, because you know yourself, if you don't feel right, you don't feel right, you know? And sometimes it's just best to get that extra lab work, you know?
And it's always good hearing from Dr. Jake. He's always a welcome, and we're glad that he's going to be coming back this fall. People He'll be back like two times this fall to talk about between those two different topics. We're going to be talking about GBF, gay best friends. That was all the rage. And it was kind of like we were accessories back in the early 2000s.
I feel like at school, you know, it's like when you respond, they're like, oh, you're being sassy. I'm not being sassy. I'm disagreeing with you, stupid bitch.
Wait till he is sassy with you. Then you're going to know. There's like a lot of queer spaces that are disappearing across America. So we'll highlight some of those. And actually here in San Diego, there is one of only like seven lesbian bars in the whole country, I think, that are left. So that's going to be fun. Mandela Effect. That's kind of all the rage you've seen on TikTok and different things of things that we think we remember, but that's not actually how they are, which is crazy. And then all of our holiday shows, our Christmas and Thanksgiving and our Halloween shows. So lots of fun stuff coming this fall. So be sure, subscribe if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel. We'll have videos coming out there. Anywhere you get the podcast, be sure to subscribe to those podcast platforms so you're notified as soon as the podcast comes up. We'll have new podcasts every Wednesday through the rest of the year here. So be sure and subscribe to get those. We are available on TikTok at the ComaCast. So start following us on there. We'll have some content up there, which will be a lot of fun. And Matt is on Instagram now. I know I saw recently he hates it because there's a lot of ads.
Oh my gosh. All it is ads. I literally can't see anybody's feeds. All I see, like if I scroll a feed, it's just ads. So the only thing I can actually do is look at y'all's stories.
Yeah. Stories.
It's the only time I see anything.
The key with that, Matt, and the reason why is because, the people you're following, basically they're not posting enough. So there's no content to put on the wall. And so, it's just showing ads because there's no content.
Yeah, I would rather see repeat content than see shit that I don't care about.
I'm glad he's back on Instagram.
I'm going off of Instagram literally in May.
Girl, he's not going to get off Instagram because y'all are going to make Instagram the place to be. And he's going to have to keep it for the ComaCast. So go follow him.
I can't.
What is inbox? What is inbox?
I'm Poetic AF.
I'm Poetic AF on Instagram to follow him, but yeah, we'll have it on all of our socials.
Yes, you can actually follow me there. I will generally follow back. I mean, if all you're posting is like porn or like similar, then I'm probably not going to, because like, why? But you are welcome to follow me and see my nursing student exploits. You'll know it's me. I'm wearing a black t-shirt with a, it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex waving a rainbow flag. So yeah,
there you go, y'all.
You know it's me.
But yeah, so lots of stuff to look forward to, fun stuff, exciting stuff this season. Again, new episodes every Wednesday through the new year. So you're going to see us every week till then. It's an exciting few months ahead.
So hey guys, we want to remind everyone that you can keep in touch with us on all of our social media channels, whether that is Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can do all of that at the ComaCast.
And we definitely love to interact and hear from all of our listeners. All of this is not possible without you guys.
And if you don't mind rating our podcast on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast provider is, just leave a comment. It's greatly appreciated.
And thank you for joining us.
See you next time.